The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
I love it. Is she married? Is she married?
No.
She's not married?
She's divorced. The law. Her husband.
Yeah, we're on here.
Hey.
Okay, hey. David Bergen.
Divorced.
The gossip hour.
Still talking about a week ago.
This guy's the best. David Berg with Joe on the radio. Good morning. You
don't want to
miss. You don't want to miss. Look, at, I'm not going to talk about the cuisine, but let's first talk about the lovely gal you introduced me to, because I'm like desperate. You know, so she was great. She was she's a lawyer.
Yeah.
That means she's got money. She works for herself. Bingo.
Yep.
How about that?
Yep.
Thank you for that. You felt sorry for me. You felt sorry for me.
No.
You did. We took a picture, and you felt sorry for your old buddy,
because
all these women around, and I'm by myself as usual.
I dragged me outside.
And you dragged me outside. You said, I want you to meet somebody. And they said, Joe, really, you need help. That was nice. You were worried about your old friend. I appreciate it. How are you, David?
Very good.
Good to see you. Look, ripping it up. You were Johnny Russo up in upstate. Where were you?
Sunday, we did a Father's Day barbecue at the Adelphi Hotel. Beautiful.
Yeah.
The chef, pigs and ducks and all, you name it.
Wow.
There's an outdoor park right behind it. It's beautiful.
We're going to broadcast from there.
Yeah,
you know?
I hope so.
Did you want us up there?
100%.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I mean, the town
we
have,
we're inviting
the town
ourselves.
Will never be the same.
I know.
There goes the neighborhood.
I know, we invited ourselves up. He looked at me like, oh, they're broadcasting up there now? Joe, listen, I'll let you know when you can come up. No, because we.
They're
I think
news to me.
Johnny Tobacco, our Wall Street guy, the token team, is going to sponsor us, I think, five boroughs, right? And we're going to go up there.
That's what he said.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. I would love that. That would be a lot of fun.
And it's an easy ride from...
Can we do it on a Friday? We do it Friday, so we can hang out.
The weekends are crazy. Yeah,
just hang out a little
bit. I haven't been up there during the race season starts late.
How do you keep it going? You're up there. You got BLT Prime is like the number one place in all of D.C.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody's going and Tavern 62 and the Drift House.
We had the opening on Tuesday. Thank you guys for coming. That was a great party.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, you
could. I'm still drunk.
Stop speaking. So Verano had his gangster hat on, and he's at the corner. They own the bar. You notice the radio station owned that corner of the bar.
You had the prime real estate.
We got there early. Claimed bar space.
It was jammed, brother.
It was really great. We had a lot of good guests.
At Woodpecker 30 West 30th.
We opened for lunch yesterday. Brunch is open.
And
Thursday, you know, normally you don't open two restaurants in a week, but Thursday we launched the Garden City Hotel.
You know, and I felt bad. I was working. Oh, yes, I was working last week, and I heard that went well.
That
went
great.
Yeah, this is amazing.
What a nice property. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And then, my brother is a chef down at Drift House in Seabright.
Your brother is?
Yeah. He's like, where the hell are you?
Come on,
I'm like, I said, I have confidence in you. They had a record-breaking weekend. It was a good weekend.
Really?
Well, the sun came out, too.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know,
we
got some sun.
We're into the summertime now. So I'm holding, let me take, if I may, and I'm looking, on camera you could see this beautiful, it's a hot dog with like fries right on it with a bun, and it's the bun is like, there's a bun, but then there's a bun on top of a bun.
Yeah.
It's a Portuguese.
So we were going to talk about the food I had as a kid on the boardwalk. And I used to work in the Keensburg boardwalk.
You did?
When I was 14 or 15 at the wheel.
You worked at the wheel on the Keensburg.
I worked a wheel. And we, you know, we'd go there for
some. Was it fixed, by the way?
We had a brake pedal, yeah.
Oh!
Here was our spiel. Round and round she goes. Where she stopped, nobody knows. It's only a nickel game now. It's like, Step right up. So we had this spiel. He taught us, and we had to say it like 30 times, whatever it was. And the guy would walk by. He had like 5 stands, and he'd look at you, nasty old guy, like, come on, pep it up. And we would just say. So I had the concert T-shirts, the Stones, the Who.
That's what you give away. You give away
them. But when you win, you get one. Sure. But, you know, so the thing that wheel would be tick, 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 two. We'd hit the thing. Oh, almost.
Except if
you. Good looking girl. Hey.
I just say
deluxe prize.
So they'd win, and she'd be like, oh, I want the Yes T-shirt. I want the Who.
Okay.
And I'd put my head down, go underneath, dig it up, right? And, like, here you go. And she goes, what the hell's Mata Hoopa? I don't want Mata Hoopa. I'm like, that's all we got. Keep moving. Step aside. This is an extra large. They said, they shrink.
That was your best summer job.
That's all we had was Mata Hoopa. We had Mata Hoopa out to Gazoo and nothing else.
And no one wanted it.
I was like, come back tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow. We got Yes.
I still don't know who Mata Hoopa is.
Yeah. What was it? Which group was it?
Mata Hoopa.
Yeah.
It's a rock group.
Yeah, they were pretty big.
Merle Haggard,
they were pretty big.
Barely.
I would have taken the shirt, Dave. I would have liked the shirt. But meantime, were there Portuguese hot dogs on the board?
Next door to my booth.
Oh, stop.
Was the Portuguese hot dogs.
Look at it. Which consists of a hot dog with looks like French fries on top of it.
But normally it's potatoes and peppers and
goodness.
It's a fried hot dog.
It's kind of like Rutz Hut.
I think they call it a Newark hot dog, a Portuguese hot dog.
Yeah.
These used to be in the hot dog trucks when I was a kid at the school, you know, these
big
things.
So you brought it back, and where do you serve this?
What's I don't it? Serve that. I just thought I'd...
You just bring it in for us.
Reminisce a little bit about...
I love it, man.
You know what I was when I was a kid, like I say. And thanks to Shelley Goldberg for bringing your wonderful self here, I was a garbage man.
Wow.
You know what I did? I was in a slop route. So that meant I took care of all the restaurants.
Wow.
So we'd go to the restaurant, and we would go 2 day old in the hot sun lobster in a big bin, and unload that. But then it was great because they would bring out like day old sticky buns. We would get all the food from the restaurant, so it was great. I was a slop route guy. But you know, those days were great. I know, but how long did you, I mean, you're into the night working that wheel, you know, and me, I was up like now 3-4 in the morning to pick up garbage. But
did you have a summer job?
I had several. My favorite was my time in Coney Island working for the Brooklyn Cyclones. I love Coney Island, still do.
I thought Frank was saying running numbers.
I worked in my Uncle Joe's shoe repair shop during the summer. That was a lot of fun.
I worked at Tomacan.
You stop it.
To where?
Tomacan.
I worked for a weekend. I was stocking shelves. I'm like 5'1", you know, up and down, long hair, you know. It just wasn't for me. So I come in one day, and they're understaffed, and I start helping this woman with shoes on, and I'm like, she forgot something when she got dressed. I started to tell my buddies, and they're like, no way. I said, I didn't go back to work. I thought I was getting set up.
You were Tom McCann, remember, in the 70s. I remember Tom McCann. There were like shoes, and then there were shoe stores.
Right.
Back in the day. Hey, David, what do we got here? Look at this. This is beautiful.
Zeppelin's. Boardwalk food.
Look at that. Fried. A plate with powdered sugar on top, round like Zeppelin's. That look. Are they fried in there? They're fried.
These come from Woodpecker. They're deep. It's deep fried dough. That's what a Zeppelin is.
Yeah, Albert, you gotta have one of these things. I know you will. Look at those. Those are round like that. Now, what is this? I see a like a beautiful wine glass, but it's got like a white liquid that looks like ice cream in it. Look at this. Oh, don't tell me what you're gonna do. This is gonna be like a what do you call these things?
Root beer float.
A float. That's what I was looking for. Look at that.
There you go. Root beer float. Welcome to June.
Oh my! You serve this at the restaurants then?
We might do a milkshake. That's a milkshake float. And there's milkshakes in those little light bulbs.
Let me see this. Let me see this for a second.
These are milkshakes. These are great.
Listen, I hold in my hand literally what look like three light bulbs, and they're with the top up down, you know, upside down kind of. So I'm looking at the light bulb. Now, these are real light bulbs? No.
They're not real light bulbs.
How did you get these things? Look at that.
These are spiked milkshakes.
So
I don't have any.
So
spike
I got to unscrew
now,
the bottom. What you would generally screw the light bulb into the socket. I screw the bottom, and now it's you could drink out of the top. It's an upside down
and I
light
think
bulb.
It can freeze
is there booze in here?
No booze. It's vanilla.
Oh, I love this. This is great.
That's great for bars. Oh. You know, you do a special drink.
Where do you get this stuff?
People send me stuff. You know, one of my people just send me stuff.
You serve this at any restaurant?
Not yet. I just got those.
Oh, this is Mercury. Great. This is
oh,
great.
Good. No.
I'm sorry. We got to take some pictures on that. Hey, you know,
about you? What did you do as a teenager?
I worked in a deli for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
Cutting cold cuts, meat, helping customers. I hated it. I knew exactly that
he's got
not
two fingers missing
do.
If you take a look.
No, no. Oh, my God. I cut my fingers a million times.
Remember the wrestler with Mickey Rourke?
Yeah. Oh, good.
They filmed that down the street from me.
Great reference.
That was shot in the shop right in Hazlitt.
No, is that right?
I swear to God, because I recognized. I used to hang out there. And then at the end of the movie, the credit was shot in Sayreville and Hazlitt most of the
You
movie.
Knew it. Yeah. You knew it.
It was the oldest shop.
Where was the shop right in Hazlitt? By the stop.
36.
Is it by where the stop? Where the Stop and Shop is now?
No, it's on 36.
It's still there?
Where Bradley's were.
Yeah.
And it was because it had the Formica. I know the owner
of
the store. He's got a bunch of shop
rooms. Right.
And he said they kept that open because they shot a lot of retro movies because of the lighting and the
Bradley sign is still there.
Yeah.
The Bradley sign on 36 is still there. Bradley's been out of business for 25 years.
Yeah. But it's so funny.
I used to walk there from home. So we would help people put their... Another job was help people called bagging. You'd follow them in their car and help put their bags.
Get a tip.
Were you hired to do that? You just kind of did it? It's a smart way to do it.
Yeah. Nowadays.
Hey, who did I meet at your restaurant? It was like at the Woodpecker. I met this huge guy.
Everybody was
there. No. I mean, David's your longtime friend.
Goes,
huge guy. Yeah, I could see you a lot of trouble with that guy.
Was
that from day one, your buddy from day one?
His father was my little league coach.
Oh, my gracious. This is great. That was great. What a good guy. Good guy.
Oh, most of the guys back then are good guys.
Yeah, right.
Everybody was, there was no agenda. Everybody liked each other. If you didn't, you get,
But they still bust your chops. He was like talking to you like you were in school together. You know, excuse me, I'm a super chef. I own like 7 restaurants. I know what I'm doing. None of that.
One of my buddy's fathers, he used to work at A&P. He was like a president or manager of one of the A&Ps. When I first started cooking, he used to say, "Hey, Burke, you still flipping burgers?" I had been won awards.
In France.
You're going around.
I'm like,
still flipping burgers. You go, you don't even get mad. Let me just, I got to stay in that Mickey Rourke. I want to look at the waffles in a second in front of me. That is great that you made that reference. What a great movie. Shot in New Jersey, The Wrestler. One of the all-time great movies. Mickey was spectacular in that with Marissa Tomei. And when he's in that deli and he doesn't want to be there and he's down and out on his luck, he's got the hairnet on.
And the old lady's like, put a little more.
A little more. And he's like, boom, 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 boom.
That's his thumb open. That was a great movie. So underneath a different scene, there's a trellis and it's a trailer park. And I see the trellis and we used to hang out under there.
In the restaurant?
Quarts of beer.
Where was that?
Looks so familiar. And I'm like, I know that look. That's why I stayed and read the credits, because I'm like, because I'm trying to tell someone I know. I was under that trellis.
It was Asbury Park they shot before they fixed it up.
Well, they shot the convention center.
Yep, which is now all fixed up now. David, I see waffles. That's my my weakness.
Reference.
Can I steal
these? Waffles and ice cream. Remember the sandwiches, the three-colored waffles?
Yep, that was
a good one. I bought a corn dog. I'm trying to make cotton candy for you.
Oh,
I got the cotton candy machine in the back. I blew all the circuits.
Wait, if you look, I don't know if you... this is the waffles I hold in my hand. Three beautiful, perfectly made waffles that I'm going to scoff. Guys, if you want one, I will share them, okay? Is that all right? But back then, can you get a shot of this? I don't know if you can go, George, in the other room. There's a full-size professional...
It's right here.
Oh, it's right here. I didn't even see it. Can you get the wide shot? It's a full professional cotton candy machine. Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Can we try it in? If we plug it in, will it blow look at the size of this thing. It's like a real cotton candy machine that you see in an amusement park. I love this.
And, I keep this one at Drift House, and we always bring the kids in the kitchen to make it. And there's one in D.C., that BLT Prime.
There's one there, too?
So when kids love this stuff.
Very smart.
Go back out, and the parents are happy, the kids are happy. Hopefully the kids, the next time the parents want to go out, they're like, I want to go back.
Yeah, go to that place. It's so true. Well, can we plug that in, Frankie, or is that going to blow everything out?
I think it's going to blow everything
out. All right. You get a half a day.
And then, David, what do you got here? I see a corn dog.
These are hipster fries.
What's the hipster fry?
Hipster
what is that?
Fries are just hip fries. They're hip because they got kale in them.
Oh, that's great.
Brussels sprouts, shishito peppers, bacon, and chili.
They're good.
There's a corn dog.
That's a corn dog. Now, you don't just...
Again, I never really liked corn dogs. We make a lobster corn dog, but and we can't eat this because it's been dry aging in the back
fermented.
Of the car. 2 days, because I don't... But it looks
dry aging in your car. Okay. Wait a minute, what are you driving? Like a pit? I know you. You got like a hatchback Pinto with all your stuff in it from the day.
I have a Gremlin.
Yeah,
in it.
Gremlin. That's it. I can see you in that, man.
Green Gremlin. I think was the green, and a Beetle. Those were my high school first two cars.
Really?
Now I got a Range Rover.
You can put everything in the back safely. Yeah. Like that Gremlin. David Burke, I'm telling you, give us the restaurants if you would. The brand new one, of course, BLT Prime down in D.C. in the Trump Tower, which is in Trump Hotel.
Garden City Hotel. We have two restaurants just opened this week.
All right, Garden City Hotel.
One's a steakhouse and one is more casual.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a patio bar there right on the street across from the train station that's really doing well.
Wow.
You know, there's Drift House down the beach. Yeah. Seabright. Adelphi Hotel Saratoga is up and going.
We're going. When's race season start? Mid-July?
The 4th of July up there, there's going to be a pig roast and all that. So look for that. Adelphi Hotel. Tavern 62 is rocking and rolling. Then Woodpecker. Woodpecker's are open for lunch yesterday, open for brunch on Sunday.
30th Street, yeah.
And hopefully the liquor license is today.
Yeah, good.
But we had liquor up for the party because we catered it. We had off-premise last
year. Oh, yeah.
Frank noted.
Well, also...
Frank's not going back on this.
So I was going there for lunch tomorrow with George Shea from the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. If there's no liquor license by tomorrow, I may have to make alternative lunch plans.
Frank will be having a little airplane bottle in his pocket.
Bring it with you. David Burke. David, also, I have to tell you, too, we got a break here, 8:21. The ceramic coating, the pots and pans that you gave us, spectacular. Spectacular. I don't know how you invented that.
I used a Dutch oven. It was terrific.
Yeah, and then my mother was over. She bought the lasagna. I said, Ma, you got to see this. She goes, oh, this is beautiful. I said, that's David Burke. He makes his own pots and pans. You get those at stores generally.
Just Max, Home Goods, Marshalls.
You know, usually when you put the lid on something, it fogs up. You can't see what you're cooking. I mean, you put a little release up like a hole in the top of that lid. You thought of that, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
You said put that in custom made.
Well, we design things and things that we would like because we're experts.
Yeah.
So what would we do in a restaurant? You know, we have customized equipment or we make stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But this stuff for home use, you don't want it too heavy because people's wrists.
Yeah.
In a kitchen, in a commercial kitchen, you're throwing things.
Yeah,
it's almost too heavy.
Yeah.
So you want that in between lightweight and the really ultra heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the cast iron pans from years ago, problem with them was getting them out of the...
And why ceramic as opposed to Teflon? You put the ceramic, which works better than Teflon.
Easier to clean, and it does Teflon scratches.
Yeah, beautiful.
So when you're scraping it or cleaning it or when you're cutting through it the technology in this stuff.
David, we thank Shelley.
Thank you, guys.
Shelley Goldberg, thanks for bringing David in. You're a great guy, man. You're at the top of your game, but you stay so dang grounded, buddy.
Okay.
And listen, Saratoga, Friday night, forget about it.
Oh, we're going to have a big roast.
With your lawyer, friend. Yeah, sure. We'll do
Rebecca.
All that. Look,
the best. Really is.
Look, I can see
it
in your eyes.
It costs you money.
You haven't changed since. I can see it in your eyes. I love this guy. David Burke. Just Google.
Have a good week.
David Burke. God bless
Stay
you,
cool.
David. David, thanks for joining us. We always appreciate it, my man. Thank David is here at 8:22 right now. Mike Gallagher is coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, Susie Cerrone is on the roads for you. Check it out, traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey there, Joe. Thanks. Let's start in Brooklyn. An accident on the Belt Parkway westbound near Flatbush Avenue. It looks like at least one lane is out. Williamsburg Bridge, Manhattan bound. Take your pick. Busy on the inner and outer roadway. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George, about an hour for the upper. Looks like the second accident of the morning on the inbound upper level right by the toll plaza. Looks like that's just about gone. 40 minutes for the lower level. Inbound Lincoln, 45 minutes. And at the Holland, about 25 to 30 from either approach. 80 eastbound is solid from exit 34 to 38 in Rockaway with a right lane accident. Reports of a crash in East Brunswick, Route 18 north at a Tice's Lane. The New York State Thruway south that is solid from 14A right across the new Tappan Zee into Westchester. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Whatever you want. Look at this. Oh, you know what? We should try to make it. Look, he bought the little cotton candy cardboard things. Can we kick that up somewhere, Shelley? Can we put it somewhere? We want the cotton candy this morning. All right. All right. All right. We'll have to go down. Me and Al got to go to the Drift House for that.
Burger night, Tuesdays. We'll have cotton candy.
All right, you got it. Thanks, David. Thank you, Shelley. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Good morning, good morning. It's 8:24 right now on AM 970, The Answer. That is so much fun. Hey, when do you want to start paying less interest on your credit card debt? Do you hear, Joey? How about today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream? Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan for 5.49% APR with AutoPay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest. Application is 100% online. And you know what? Listen to Joey on the radio if you'd be so kind to do that. You can even get your funds as soon as today. All right, Lightstream, these are nice folks. I talk to these folks before we go on the air. We have a chat. We have a conference call. We get to know these folks at Lightstream. Very, very concerned that you pay off that credit card debt, and they give you the best deals. My listeners, by the way, folks listening to Piscopo in the Morning get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Piscopo. Lightstream, LightStream, Lightstream.com/Piscopo. Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.50% AutoPay discount. Available only when you select AutoPay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
The Dennis Prager Show.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Criticizing some of the liberal media's coverage of the U.S.-North Korea summit on denuclearization, President Donald Trump said America's biggest enemy is fake news, which is so easily promulgated by fools. It's 100% accurate. America's greatest enemy is fake news. That's right.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and once you start taking Balance of Nature, you'll feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have less aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751, and use the promo code THEANSWER for 35% off your first month's supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code THEANSWER.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Good morning, good morning. It's Jersey Joe on the radio. Oh, keep that going now. AM 970, The Answer. AM 970, TheAnswer.com. We're streaming. We're YouTubing. Murano, Cthulhu, Piscopo, Susie Cerrone for Debbie Duhame on the radio. We love having you with us. You can call anytime, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. By the way, it might be easier just going to am970theanswer.com. You can find the YouTube, you can find the streaming, and if I may, with great respect to the great Bruce Springsteen, we got to fade that out because we're going to go to your calls right now. Julian in the Bronx, New York. Good morning, Julian. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe, how you doing, man? I'm really loving your radio show, and I just became a listener.
Oh, thank you, Julian. Welcome. Round of applause for Julian. Come on, boys. Come on. We love that. We love that. Thank you, my friend.
Well, Joe, I had to do something because I drive my wife to work every morning, so, you know, I need something
God
to drink.
God bless you. You are so good, man. How long you been married, man?
14 years. Bro. Oh, 14
and you're years, driving your wife... God bless you. This is
my wife and my children, man.
Oh, you're my kind of guy, man. I love it. I love it. What's on your mind this morning, Julian?
We got to make sure they both get to where they're supposed to go.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to tell you, Joe, is real quick, the first comment that I wanted to make was marijuana, cannabis, and what they call hemp, was grown all over this country by the farmers.
Yeah.
It was made illegal, because a gentleman made a comment, it was made illegal by the Rockefellers and a few others who wanted to take over the paper industry to control paper media. So they lobbied Congress and made sure that they called it wacky weed and all types of stuff.
Yeah.
But at that time, we were using hemp and cannabis for all types of things in the United States, including paper.
Yes.
So they wanted it illegal so they can do that. Now, the other thing, and I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you up, but because it's your show, Joe, and I love you. But I also want to make it clear that, you know, I'm a black man, all right? And it bothers me to watch people come in and people make comments about tearing children away from immigrants. Listen, I heard a news correspondent say on the news, did they do this in Ellis Island? You know what? We need to cut the nonsense, because if people came in the way they did a long time ago through Ellis Island, they didn't tear kids away because we did it properly. And when you come into this country, we will take everybody in the world, because that's what this country is made up of. But do it the right way. I can't go to China, stay there for 6 months, and then 2 years later or 10 years later, because I had a job, say, I'm a citizen now. Don't deport me. Don't take my kids.
Yeah.
You can't do that in any other country in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Well said.
We're taking people all over the world,
but
we have to do it correctly. If we still had Ellis Island, you would have to do paperwork. You would have to learn about this country. And my last thing is, I love this country. I love America. But we have to get another thing straight. The language that is spoken, there's nothing wrong with communities of people. And there's nothing wrong with all of us getting an understanding with each other on a language. But there needs to be a language that everybody in this country can communicate on, and that is English. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with us learning Hebrew, Chinese, Spanish, and making it easy for all of our new founded citizens to be able to communicate. But you need to learn what's here. This country speaks English, and we need to be able to all communicate.
Julian, we are so proud that you're a listener now, man. Thank you so much. There's Julian right there. And thank you for being a great father. Thank you for being a great husband. And God bless you, Julian. We agree with you on everything. You're right, spot on, right on the money. You're a great patriot. Thank you, Julian. 832. Let me real quick go to Harold in Brooklyn. Harold, got a couple seconds, but I wanted to get you on the air. How you doing, Harold, this morning?
Good morning, belated Happy Father's Day. I'm an African-American male, like the gentleman before.
Yes, sir.
And my question is, how do we know who these people are that are showing up to the border? Because they have no documentation.
Great point. Great point.
They have no paperwork.
Yep.
They have no paperwork, and you walk up to the border and you say, oh, these are my kids. Number two, I'm a retired police officer. When I was working in Central Booking, guess what happens when you get arrested? The whole family doesn't come.
Yeah.
Unless they're over 18, 18 and over, you go to an adult pen. If you're a kid, you go to family court. So when you're locking up the parent, you can't put 3-year-olds in a cell with adults.
Yeah, Harold,
you can't do it.
Right on the money. Thank you, Harold. That is so on the money. There's the wisdom of folks kind enough to listen to old Joe on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie. And thank you, Harold, by the way, for your service as a cop and serving our communities in such a stellar fashion, my friend. 8:33, Piscopo in the morning. Mike Gallagher is going to join us live right now. Big Al Gattulo is standing by. He's got all the news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
79 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Con Edison urging 60,000 people in 20 Staten Island neighborhoods to conserve energy while crews work on equipment problems. The affected areas include New Brighton, St. George, Stapleton, Clifton, Midland Beach, Newdorp, and Dongan Hills. People are being asked not to use washers, dryers, microwaves, and air conditioners. Con Ed has also reduced power to affected neighborhoods by 8%. while repairs are being made. Dean Skelos and his son being retried on corruption counts today in Manhattan federal court. The former New York State Senate boss charged with using his office to get no-show jobs and payouts worth $300,000 for Adam in exchange for those companies doing business with the state. The two were convicted in 2015, but those convictions were overturned on appeal because of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling narrowing the definition of bribery. The government is now required to prove that any alleged favors or special deals made by Skelos qualify as official acts that involved a true use of political power and not just something personal, such as a recommendation or suggestion. Legislation being introduced to help the thousands of riders who will be impacted by the 15-month L train shutdown that starts next April. Under a series of bills being floated by Council Speaker Cory Johnson, the city would have to open information centers in Brooklyn and Manhattan to keep people up to date on the project that's repairing the Canarsie Tunnel damaged by Hurricane Sandy. The more than 200,000 riders who use the line between Brooklyn and Manhattan will also be schooled on alternative options for transportation yet to be finalized by the city. An ombudsman job within the Department of Transportation would also be established to take in project feedback and investigate project complaints. In sports, Aaron Hicks hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the fifth inning. Yankees went on to beat the Nationals 4-2 in D.C. Bombers lost the completion of a suspended game against Washington 5-3 before the start of last night's full game. Brandon Nimmo, he went 4-for-6 with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs, leading the Mets to a 12-2 win at Colorado. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Partly sunny, 79 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. New accident to watch out for. That's on the Belt Parkway westbound after Flatbush Avenue. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George Washington Bridge, upper level, just before the toll plaza. New accident blocking the left lane, so it's over an hour for the upper, about 45 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln, 45 as well. In at the Holland, that may be your best way into the city, about 30 from either approach. Accident in New Jersey, 80 east, when it exit 38. That blocks the right lane. In Franklin Township, due to a structure fire, 27 is shut down north and south on your Academy Street, a detour in effect. Crash on Route 18 north at a Tysis Lane, and the New York State Thruway south on solid 14A into Westchester. Your forecast today, partly cloudy and warm with a high of 89, 67 tonight. Wednesday, partly sunny and 81. Thursday, the first day of summer, partly sunny skies, 85 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Aruba Tourism. Be one happy family on one happy island. Vacation in sunny Aruba with accommodations to fit every family size and budget. Hop a daily nonstop flight from JFK in Newark to one happy island. Plan your happy escape to Aruba today at aruba.com.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Smithtown Christian School, The Bible Speaks Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, when Mike Gallagher comes in, this guy's been a mentor to me. Mike,
what
the chair,
happening?
you got what's sugar happening? On the chair. I have a Durasan, look at this Durasan little situation. You push this little Durasan thing, hi. I'm going to tell you about Route 22 Toyota in a minute. This is Durasan. Watch how great this is. You push it right out, and then you get like a nice Look at this. A towelette. A sanitized towelette. Is that great from Duracell?
This is a Joe Piscopo dream.
Yeah, I know. It is. But we just nice. let me get the your chair. It's got like got convection of sugar all
I'm,
over
I'm right at home. I'm sitting in sugar. I love it. Okay. I'm like, this is great.
You sure you're okay? There's a sanitizing
fries. What is it? You got waffles over here?
Eat the corn dog, Mike. Well, you like the corn dog.
I'm on my points. I'm like, thank you.
We have sanitizer hands. Now we could do surgery if you want. By the way,
like,
I just want
like
you to know.
This is like a scene from the Goonies or something, or the or no E.T. when they found the creature.
I just don't like. You want waffles? We got everything. We got a Portuguese hot dog if you'd like. And let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota. Mike Gallagher standing by, and before he comes on the air at 10 o'clock. But Route 22 Toyota, I love Iggy's over there. The whole team is over there. The way they helped out the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. In such a beautiful way. Just so great to watch them with the kids. And we thank Route 22 Toyota for that. Alex Kinsella for you. He loves you enough to give you the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. That's for Mr. Kinsella. Now, first five callers, next 5 minutes, we'll give you to 845. We'll give you an extra minute here if you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. All European models excluded, but you can get A, if you're one of the first five callers, in the next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection. Free oil change and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. And they have that brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You got to check this out. Will you please check out Route22Toyota.com or will you please call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from our friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Are you back in the booth? Mike, you back in the groove, Mike, after your brought your smash down to Texas?
Hey, it went pretty well. I've got some video. I got a video link for you.
I gotta see
to critique it.
I gotta see it.
Yeah, there's now it's highly copyrighted. Just for your review only.
I saw in your eyes when you were playing nicely in Guys and Dolls down in Dallas, and I know that. And people think, oh, you're traveling around the country. Theater around the country is huge at these beautiful theaters. And I've had the glory of doing the North American tour of Greece, cast of 30. And it's exhausting. You got to do those matinees.
It's hard work.
But I saw in your eyes the disease you have. Stage.
Yes and no. But you know what my problem is? And I was talking to an actor buddy of mine last night and his wife. I've got it for one show. And then after one show, I'm done. If I could figure out a way, the long runs, I mean, I don't know how, you know how hard that is. I'm not kidding you. This was a short run. We did like five or six shows.
Yeah.
By the fourth show, I was so tired of it. I want
to
go home.
But see, you're enough of a thespian to realize that you look, when you start, and you have a three-month run, and that's a short run for Broadway.
That's hard.
You look, you track the months, and you go, if I make it here, because I'm the hardest working people in the world. That's why, by the way, when Bobby De Niro says what he did, and listen, I have such immense respect for Bobby De Niro, especially as an Italian American. I don't know that there's a greater actor on the planet than De Niro.
Agreed.
But for him to be in that arena, it was then one of the great arenas of entertainment. The hardest working people, really, are the Broadway entertainers. There was that community, and he just took it. No, Bobby, don't do that.
Your reaction was so spot on, and I was so grateful for somebody of your stature in the entertainment industry to call him out on that the way you did, because like you, I want people around the country to love these folks on the stage.
That's right.
I want them to patronize theater. Yep. I love the arts. I love theater. Now, you know, I had fun doing this role, but I'd much rather be in the audience. And I support Broadway and off-Broadway. I go to theater 2-3 times a week.
Yep.
And I want people to appreciate them. And when that room full of people in Radio City Music Hall cheered at F. Trump, it's like you guys just lost maybe 30% of your potential gross for 2019.
You know what's great, too? It's great, though, that we have that we. The people that believe in this country, and that's what it is. It's not pro-Trump. It's not pro-anything. It's just being patriots. We have the power to bring, literally, the NFL to its knees, and not during the national anthem. All of a sudden, you know what? We're not going to kneel anymore. It's because people stayed home. They will stay home from Broadway.
It's not a good business decision. These guys,
right.
Robert De Niro.
He doesn't need the money.
He's at a point where he doesn't care. I mean, it doesn't matter. He doesn't need the money, but he's not thinking about the hardworking, struggling young actor on Broadway.
exactly right.
Who's making $1,800, $1,900 a week, you know, which is, you know, for a young kid, great, but like, they're hanging on to that gig.
Yeah.
And if the show doesn't sell well, then they're out of a job.
Yep, yep, yep.
And people don't go, they're going to lose their gig.
They think, the elitists, the overeducated elitists, and a lot of people in the entertainment industry, they think that we are the people, the rest of the country. And listen, we're New York. I mean, you're a New Yorker now, man. And we're not dumb. We're not stupid. What's happening when I watch Christopher Ray and I watch Horowitz, the IG, and they're talking about this collusion, and I can't get over the fact when they mentioned Rudy Giuliani. They're so afraid of Rudolph Giuliani. Why? Because they know something's wrong. They say, oh, reasonable people know that there's collusion and that there was no political motive to what James Comey did. Are they kidding me? We know.
Here's a headline from today's CNN. This sums it all up. Headline, Donald Trump is as popular as he's ever been, parentheses, in one poll. In other words, they can't stand the fact that the supposed gold standard, Gallup, has him at the highest approval rating.
That's a Gallup poll?
It's Gallup. 45% of Americans approve of the job. But they say Chris Cillizza at CNN, who hates Trump with the heat of a thousand suns. Look at where we are right now with this immigration debate. Now, everybody's front page of the Daily News, the Post, the families being torn apart. And we all get it. We don't like hearing the audio. Nobody likes the idea of families. But you know what we also don't like? We don't like the idea of mothers and fathers risking their kids' lives by either sending them from Central America by themselves into the United States, a perilous, often fatal journey. We don't like that either. But I don't hear anybody on the left or the Trump haters, you know, commiserating about that right now. Here's where we are, Joe, and I can translate this. It's real simple. I watched them last night. I watched hours of television. The people who are condemning Trump over this and the policy, the so-called policy, their position is clear. They don't like the law being enforced across the board. Now, Trump's position is we ought to enforce the law across the board. That is literally where we are. Trump's evil because the Trump administration and our policy means you enforce the law across the board. In other words, you're not catch and release. Yeah. You're not picking and choosing. You're not saying, oh, you get to go home or you get to come into the United States. You're saying you cross the border illegally, we're going to prosecute you. Now, that's what the man campaigned on. That's what he won on, and that's what the American people expect. And I'm telling you, all this outrage, I've never seen. We are down the rabbit hole, Joe. I've never seen. This has united the never-Trumpers and the Democrats. Now, why do you think that is? All these never-Trumpers are all taking the moral high road now. All the Democrats, they're suddenly, you know, they ain't worried about abortion. You know, you don't hear Democrats wailing about late-term abortions or having, sex selection abortions. That's okay with them. They don't care about those crying babies, but ProPublica comes out with this audio of Mama, Daddy, and, you know, now all of a sudden these folks are Mother Teresa. Yeah. And it's going to be up to the American people, Joe. Here's what it comes down to, whether the American people are going to buy this or not. But we don't.
And I said about this yesterday. I opened the show with it yesterday. This narrative. I feel like I have to translate on the radio.
You have to translate.
You do that, the opening of your show.
You have to.
10 o'clock with Mike Gallagher on AM970 The Answer. You do the same thing. You've got to translate. Say, whoa. It's scary, though.
Here's where we are.
They take the narrative. They take the narrative, and then they almost make up. It's almost like when you say fake news, it's almost exactly what it is.
You go out here go walk out here on Broadway. I don't care where you are, anywhere in the country. You take a poll and just say, would you expect a government to enforce the laws across the board? Or do you want? Do you think there ought to be a lot of exceptions made, especially on the issue of immigration?
What about the million or so? Frankie and I were talking about million or so homeless children. The million or so homeless children who can't have breakfast.
They don't care.
What about the inner cities?
They don't say a word.
What about the children being killed in the inner cities across the in Chicago alone?
Listen, in May, I'm so proud of the fact that my listeners donated over $200,000 to sponsor the sons and daughters of prisoners to go to prison camp. It's called the Prison Fellowship Ministry. And we were blown away. $200,000 my listeners gave to send a kid. It cost $200 to send the son or a daughter of an American prisoner.
Yeah.
These are kids
God
who don't
bless
have...
You.
Now, God bless our audience. God bless your audience. A bunch of Joe Piscopo listeners who gave to that. Now, you don't think we care about the sons and daughters? Do you think those families are broken apart?
Yeah.
You don't hear anybody complaining about those families being torn apart. apart. You got somebody in prison. You got a kid who's home, whose life has been turned upside down. And many, many people with big hearts helping these kids, sending them to summer camp. Phil Boyce and I are going to try to figure out. Our buddy Joe Battaglia was the agency behind all that. We're going to try to find one of these camps. We think there's one in Connecticut where we can go meet some of these kids and talk to some of these kids who are benefiting from the summer camp.
Look at that.
And they're going to
look at the compassion. The compassion of this man.
But we do care. But Americans are compassionate. Right. Don't stop it. When you condemn the Trump administration for enforcing the law, guess who you're condemning? These 45% of Americans who believe that this president is doing the right thing and this country's headed in the right direction. Like you said, keep translating, my buddy, because my brother, because you got to translate.
We're following your lead, Mike Gallagher. Mike Gallagher on at 10 o'clock. Listen, we're going to do a limited run Broadway show. You, me, Arthur Idala, we should all be in this.
I'm going to send you the link.
Come on.
You got to be fair. I had a friend, Eric Hansen, said, wow, this looked like a great production. I read that as saying he thinks I stunk. He didn't say you did a good job. That's like when you say, well, the lighting. Yeah, the lights are so good. What costumes?
You had fun, huh?
I'm going to send you I'll send you the link. It's just a YouTube. Got to keep it just to yourself. Okay. You can't post it anywhere.
I won't.
Of me doing Fugue for Tin Horns, Guys and Dolls, and of course, Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Bus.
Oh.
And then Arthur Idala has to see it because he's going to compare.
Yes.
Because he was nicely when he was in school.
Oh,
Dueling nicely.
All right. Mike Gallagher will be listening. God bless you. Thanks for coming by live there. Mike Gallagher right there, 8:49 right now. Mike's coming up at 10 o'clock. You don't want to miss the great Gallagher on AM 970. The Answer at 10 o'clock. Susie Cerone looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. An accident in Brooklyn to watch out for in the Belt Parkway westbound. It's just after Flatbush Avenue. It looks like one lane is blocked. It is horrible on the LIE, both east and westbound through Queens this morning. It's all volume. Plenty of volume at the inbound George Washington Bridge, about 35 for the upper, 25 for the lower. George Washington Bridge, New Jersey, bound for the upper level underneath the apartments. That's an accident blocking the right lane. The inbound Lincoln is 35, inbound Holland about 25 from either approach. Alternate side is in effect. New Jersey, 80 eastbound is slow. Exit 34 to 38 from an earlier accident in Rockaway. Franklin Township, a structure fire has 27 shut down north and southbound near Academy Street. It looks like detour is posted. New York State Thruway southbound getting better. It's slow from just south of exit 13 across the new Tappan Zee into Westchester. Then 287 eastbound is slow from the Thruway to exit 8 in downtown White Plains. And it looks like they're wrapping up that accident on the ramp from 287 eastbound to hop onto 95 northbound, make your way into Connecticut. 95 southbound is sluggish from right around exit 18 down to exit 5. And on the island, an accident on Sunrise Highway eastbound at Connect Quad Avenue, just the far right lane gets by. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher believes Trump just got reelected.
On behalf of Chairman Kim and myself, we're both very honored to sign the document. Thank you.
President just got reelected. The President of the United States just took a huge step towards guaranteeing his 2020 reelection with this historic, epic, unprecedented, unheard of summit.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, we love this.
Good, thank you.
Mike, thank you, Mike Gallagher. We love you, man. Love Mike Gallagher, 10 o'clock, AM 970, The Answer. Too fun to. And my Durasan did not stain my pants. You see what I'm saying? I had Durasan. I sprayed it. I put it on my hand. It dripped. No stain. No nothing.
You look like you.
I love it. This is the most sterile place on the planet is right here, right around anywhere within a 3 feet radius of Piscopo because of Durasan. This is great. If you love golf, you're going to love this, right? You're going to love this. You have to try Grip Dry. This is super cool, super easy accessory. Can we run into my office to get the grip? Can maybe Matt go get the? It's in my office. That little looks like Pac-Man. You put it right onto your golf club, and so when you put that golf club down, and how many times you do that? When you leave your cart, you walk over with the putter. Maybe you got a chipping wedge. You just want to am I going to chip? Am I going to putt from outside the green? Whatever, you bring a couple clubs with you from the cart. Two or three, maybe even. And then what do? You lay them on the wet grass. And then that's your whole game. I'm telling you, it's your whole game. You don't want that club wet. Grip Dry is a device that goes right, you click it right onto the club. it doesn't allow the club to touch the grass. And you don't want to think about the fertilizer, toxic fertilizers, and the wet grass that makes everything slippery. Plus, listen to this. So it's an item that looks like Pac-Man. It slips right onto your golf club, and it elevates the golf club that you could pick it up easily. It won't get wet easily. You just lift it right back up. This is genius, by the way. And it's only $9.95. Do you hear the numbers I'm telling you? You get the original Grip Dry 3-pack. Three-pack for $9.95. Or you can get the new Big Daddy Grip Dry. I feel like I have to say it like that. The new Big Daddy Grip Dry. But thank you. Look at Frankie Five Bros bringing it into the studio now. This is, look, here's the golf club. Grip Dry is this. Looks like Pac-Man, right? It's yellow. It's weighted. It's got like it seems like it has a magnet on it. Is that like look at it. It sticks right to, it has a magnet that sticks right to the club. Now watch, as I turn it and I click it in, like the Pac-Man would eat, like if it's open mouth, would just go click. Look at this, right onto the club. You put this down onto the golf course, it's not going to get wet. Genius device, and we love it. You can get the Big Daddy Grip Dry, one for $12.95 or two for $19.95. Plus, it comes with a free ball marker. All right, order now. You know, Gary Pizzamenti is the guy behind this. It's a brilliant, brilliant concept, and we invite you to call 810-459-1516, 810-459-1516, or visit gripdry.com. gripdry.com. Register to win an original Grip Dry 3-pack. Go to am970theanswer.com. Click on contests.
Dennis Prager coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Mama mia, these Tuesdays, I tell you, these streaming Tuesdays, I love it. We absolutely love it. Michael Cutler, retired senior INS agent, senior fellow with the Californians for Population Stabilization, will join us. We're going to talk about the controversy Mike was just talking about over border separation policy. Roger Stone in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss Roger Stone. I said to Frankie Five Boroughs, get me Roger Stone. They're now going after Roger for yet something else. And I wanted to see what Roger feels about Paul Manafort being in jail. This is, like, out of control. It's out of control. You know it. This whole Russia collusion fiasco. Listen to these hearings. If you get a chance, by the way, to listen to these hearings with the Inspector General Horowitz and the head of the FBI, Chris Wray, you have to watch this. It's I think our duty as Americans to watch this. I was enthralled, riveted to listening how this gets out of control. The beauty, the stellar character of the FBI being taken away by one guy in James Comey and Strzok and Page. That's not the FBI. You don't want to miss that. And also John Tobacco on the show as well. 8:55, Joe Lumberg standing by. Joey, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. Sore, hey, Joe, and tired, but
Joe,
good.
So give us a breakdown. When you were doing your 24-hour, you bike 20 hours straight. Is that what you're telling me?
Out of the 24 hours, I biked 20 hours and 36 minutes.
Straight? You did that? Look.
Well, I mean, I took a couple of short little breaks after each loop, basically. Well, not after each loop.
But 20 hours. But yeah. How do you keep your mental prowess? How do you focus? I mean,
you have to stay mentally disciplined and just say, okay, you know, we'll you know, like the night loop, you know, when it's dark and you're tired, you just have to say, all right, I'm going to break this down into doing two loops at a time or three loops at a time and then go from there.
That is sensational. And of course, you got lights on the bike, lights on your helmet, that sort of thing.
Yep, lights on the bike.
What are you eating as you go along on this thing,
Joe? I didn't eat an awful lot. I wasn't terribly hungry. And that was a mistake that I made. I ate too much for breakfast.
Yeah, got
and
it.
I just felt a little stuffed. I mean, it was mostly liquid. But that was fine. The thing that kept me hydrated and without cramping was chicken broth, of all things.
You told me that before. I love this. It all goes back to chicken soup, man. You know what I mean?
It does.
So you had that as you went along. You sipped on it, did you?
Yeah, I did. You know, from time to time.
But no Gatorade for the electrolytes.
I did do one bottle of Gatorade toward the end. Different taste. I just wanted something taste and a little sweeter taste.
And you had your wife with you, Joe, huh?
And she was helping me out. She was handling me the bottles. I said, I need this. I need this. And she
my gosh! How long have you been married?
32 years this coming July.
Oh, she deserves a medal. And you know what? You do too. That's a beautiful love story. What you just said. I'm telling you. And welcome home, Joey. Weather-wise, today and tomorrow, what are we looking like, sir?
Improving today. The humidity is going to go down this afternoon. Lots of sunshine later today. Still going to be pretty toasty, about 88, and then we'll get down into the upper 60s tonight. tomorrow. Maybe some rain late in the day. We'll be a few degrees lower. And then as we go into Thursday, partly sunny, mid-80s, but with lower humidity.
Joe, what was that storm yesterday out of nowhere? I'm driving around. Boom!
It was so hot. And all of a boom. I mean, big thunderstorms. Came up, gusty winds.
Did you see that coming?
I thought it might be more at night, but yeah, with it being so hot, something had to give yesterday.
Joe, it was so funny walking around Wall Street, you know, and I always, because I'm anal, I always bring an umbrella with me. So, of course, I got my umbrella, and I'm like, no one had an umbrella. They didn't expect it at all.
You were ready. You were prepared.
Well, listen, I'm dork dad. What am I going to do? I'm always always prepared, because God forbid, the kids, you know, I mean, really, I got my car is like anything for children I have in the back seat of my car, including an umbrella. Joe, you should be so proud of yourself for what you did. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
And Godspeed. Well done, my friend. Talk to you a little bit, Joey. Thank you. Joe Lundberg right there. 8:58 in the morning on AM 970, The Answer with Joe Piscopo. And you know Roger Stone's coming up in the next hour. You don't want to miss Mr. Roger Stone. We'll get to the bottom of with these reports of meetings with Russian nationals during the campaign. Oh, the country's falling apart. Johnny Tobacco, Mr. Michael Cutler, Frankie, Al, coming right back at you. Don't you dare go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.